Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, January, as you know, the time for resolutions and looking to create a happier, healthier you. Well, to help us do that, three-time Olympian and fitness expert Dervil O'Rourke joins us now. Dervil, good morning.
Hi, Pat.
How are you? Because I know that today, the 9th, you're starting the regime we should all follow.
Oh, that's a big introduction. Yeah, we're starting our January challenge, which is 21 days. And we're challenging people to move for 21 minutes over on our Dervil.ie platform. It's really interesting to me, January, because I guess my background, I come from a very kind of elite high performance background. And now to transfer that into just the regular day to day. And I love our group and I love our community, but I've learned a lot. We've been running challenges. This is year number 4 that we've run challenges. And this year we sat down with our coaches, an amazing group of expert coaches, and we said, what is the simplest way to help people move? Because we know the stats, 80 to 90% of people will stop their fitness goals by February. So how do we reduce that and how do we keep people moving? And for us, we looked at things like World Health Organization, 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise. How do we get people to that? So yeah, we're starting our 21 days and 21 minutes a day. And we're kind of mixing it up between, we have 3 different workouts a week. So people know they have 3 workouts to follow along with a coach a week. And then the other days, we're encouraging people to brisk walk or jog. And again, just trying to keep it simple. But what I will say is, whether it's 21 minutes or whether it's 1 minute for you, wherever you're at, any movement is helpful.
Yeah, because for someone who doesn't exercise at all, who's a bit of a couch potato, maybe carrying a bit too much weight, the idea of doing anything for 21 minutes nonstop might be a disincentive.
Absolutely. And I suppose I would say, you know what, if you step back and you go, right, let's think about life. We all want to expand our lifespan. I think that's the overall goal. And wherever you're at, if you want to expand it, one of the greatest ways to, possibly the greatest way, is to get a little bit fitter. And for me, that even if you can moderately walk for 21 minutes, but bring yourself back to that point of, if you're doing very little, how do you do something? So yeah. If that could be whatever, you know, work, think about your life today. Say for me today, I'm doing a school collection. So I'm going to park a little bit further away from the school. I'll get a little bit of walking in that way. You know, yeah. What are your simple wins? But also, like, I would challenge you on that 21 minutes, because 21 minutes in the whole scheme of your day is not a huge amount of time. And think of the other things you put 21 minutes into. Yeah. And we're not asking people to try and get to the Olympic Games. I know that's hard. I did that game. We're just asking people to mind themselves, because we know it's so good for all our health outcomes.
Yeah. The idea of walking when you might have taken the car or maybe not bothered at all, you know, do things online. I mean, you wouldn't feel 20 minutes shopping going and you'd be traipsing around the place and, you know, getting exercise in, and even that is worthwhile.
Absolutely. Like, even I came in here to studio and straight away I had those two options. Do I take the stairs or do I jump in the lift? And I was like, hey, dear, well, come on, take the stairs. And I have to have that internal voice at myself where I encourage myself. But what I would say for people as well is, a key, I think, to health, to fitness, is not feeling isolated. So if you're in a scenario where you feel like you do need to work a little bit in your fitness, and most of us do, if we're perfectly honest. So think about what are the groups and how can you tie in with other people? Because like another stat we know, if you commit to meeting an individual or meeting a group, your chances of staying fit and staying on a healthy lifestyle are up by about 90%. So don't think you're alone. Don't think you're sitting there on the couch and you're watching Netflix and nobody else is doing that. Loads of other people are doing that. So where is that community that you can really dip into? Because exercise, exercise, we know we need to move. But if you have a group of people, and I have to say that's something, when we started Dervil.ie 4 years ago, I genuinely did not consider the community element. I just thought, oh, we'll do all this brilliant content and that will be enough. It's actually not enough. You need to feel that people care about you and you care about others. So where in your life and where, like, what are those communities you can dip into and really be part of?
The worst thing that can happen to someone is they feel they're carrying a bit of a belly and they're, you know, not as fit as they should be, and they decide, I'll go to the local gym. And they walk in and there's your man, he's buff, he's lifting, you know, 200 kilos. There's your woman on the treadmill in her designer gear. And you feel, oh God, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm making a show of myself.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes about where your headspace obviously is. And I think I would never slate gyms, because I think a lot of gyms do a brilliant job. I popped into a gym this morning, but I think there's a lovely hybrid now. So you can, if the gym isn't your thing, there's really nice ways of staying within the comfort of your home and engaging online. That's obviously what we do on Dervil.ie. But if you think you do need that additional support, I think going to a gym and maybe investing in some PT sessions is no harm at all in doing that, because there are some amazing PTs out there. I've worked with loads on and off, and we work with PTs, you know, in an online
context. These are
personal
trainers, yeah.
Personal trainers, yeah. And but I do think, you know, I was looking back at our group from the past 4 years, and I was looking at the reasons, right, where people have told us that they struggle with fitness, and the reasons that come up time and time again are the same: lack of time, they're too busy, the fear of failure, which is what I think you're talking about in going to the gym there, and lack of motivation. But I would say that whole fear of failure and that fear of starting, if you can try and flip that on their head and think about all your opportunities, so whatever point you're starting from, you can only feel better. Now, so you can only gain.
Some of the questions coming in, how much do you have to work out to work off a takeaway?
I don't know. Is the takeaway quite nice? For me, I never think about one meal. I think about the week as a whole. And the other thing is, I never feel guilty about food. If I'm eating a takeaway or I'm having a bar of chocolate, I enjoy that in that moment. And I think not associating guilt with something like that and then tying that into exercise. So I think if your overall lifestyle is healthy, if you're trying to move 150 minutes a week, which if you go 21 minutes a day, that takes you up to 147 minutes, you don't need to be worrying, I think, about one takeaway at the weekend. Yeah. And if you're fairly consistent with your food, and no one needs to be perfect, you're thinking trying to be kind of conscious of what you're eating 70 to 80% of the time is really good. But I don't know the answer to that. I should know, but well, I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
The answer is forever.
Enjoy it. No, the answer is enjoy it. Don't feel guilty and go for a walk the next day.
Another one. How many hours cardio do you need to do a week? And what's the definition of cardio? I mean, what should your pulse rate be before you're getting cardio benefit?
Yeah, I mean, for World Health Organization, they say between 150 minutes and 300 minutes. And they talk about kind of moderate activity versus vigorous. So when you think moderate, you're thinking of increasing your heart rate and a bit of faster breathing. When you're thinking of vigorous, it's obviously much harder than that. So what are the type of activities we're talking about? When I think moderate, I think of that, like walking up the stairs. That's moderate activity there today, coming into studio, doing a little bit of a longer walk on the school run, maybe a bit of gardening. When you're talking vigorous, you might be talking, you know, a circuit at home for 20 minutes, you know, going for more of a jog where you're increasing that a bit more. So for me, it's like when it comes to specifics like that, I think you have to go, okay, what do you need? But they're the rough guidelines and not really too individual.
But, you know, a lot of people wear smart watches which tell them what their heart rate is. I mean, what is regarded as, you know, a good cardio workout? Do you have to be up at 150, 180, 200? Where do you have to be?
God, that's a good question. I think it depends on your goal and the goal of the workout. I know for me, I tend not to get too much higher than 150. And I try and do that maybe two or three times a week, but I don't keep too much of an eye on my heart rate when I work out. It's not a marker I massively focus on. The ones I focus on actually on my smartwatch, and this is something I find really useful, and it's something we've looked at within the context of our group, is So you can get your heart rate monitor, your phone now, and you don't look back on the past 3 weeks. Look back on the past 12 months and get a picture of the year, because all that data is there. So for me, I looked back in the past 12 months and I looked at how many steps I did on average, what was my resting heart rate on average in the 12 months, and how much I slept, because sleep is such a massive life performance enhancer. Yeah. And once I got those, then I started making goals for the 2023 year. So take your goals from where you're at and try and improve them. But I think resting heart rate is a big one. It's one that I always keep an eye on.
Yeah. Resting heart rate, what should it be? Because people have very different kind of resting heart rates. My daughter, Nicole, who does a lot of running, her resting heart rate would be somewhere between 34 and 38.
Yeah, well, I think mine's about 58.
Mine is 53.
So, is it, Pat? Yeah. Oh, God, I'm devastated. You're better. I don't know if that counts as being better, but it feels like you've beaten me at that. It depends on your activity. It depends on what you're doing. And I also think it depends on age profile, that type of thing. I guess for me, I know I'm happy at around 50-odd and just keeping an eye on it there. You know, your daughter, she's obviously running quite a bit, so she's down there. I know my husband is a bit lower than I am. So, you know, it just depends on where you're at, what you're doing and what those goals are. But I would also say a good thing in all of this is, like I love like the experts. So for us, we're always bringing experts in. Like I love the likes of like, what are the GPs saying? There's a great guy, Paddy Barrett, on Twitter. He's a GP. He always puts out really good stats. So what's your own GP saying? And then kind of consuming that type of information, I think, and knowing where you need to be at for yourself. But back to the start of the conversation, don't worry about getting too specific if your point is that you just want to start.
Yeah.
You know, don't start stressing about that kind of stuff. Just start thinking, how can I move a little bit more today?
Well, Derval,
and then tomorrow, how can I move more?
Derval.ie, the start of the 21-day adventure, 21 minutes a day. Derval, thank you very much for joining us. That's Derval O'Rourke, a three-time Olympian and fitness expert, to be found at Derval.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.